Elmer and Grandpa Eldo by David McKee. Elmer, the patchwork elephant, was picking fruit.
Picking fruit, Elmer?
Asked a monkey.
I'm going to see Grandpa Eldo, and this is his favorite, said Elmer.
Golden Grandpa Eldo, said Monkey. That's nice.
Grandpa Eldo was pleased to see Elmer.
What a lovely surprise, he said. What's that balanced on your head?
Your favorite fruit, said Elmer.
Fancy you remembering that, said Eldo.
I remember lots of things, said Elmer.
What else do you remember?
Asked Eldo.
The walks we used to go on, said Elmer.
Walks? Where did we go?
Eldo asked.
Don't you remember?
Said Elmer.
I'll show you. Come on. We used to come this way, past the rocks, said Elmer.
Here I used to hide and then jump out and shout.
Elmer turned around, but Eldo wasn't there.
Grandpa? Grandpa Eldo, where are you?
He called. Eldo suddenly jumped out in front of Elmer. He shouted.
Oh, Grandpa!
Elmer laughed.
I was supposed to do that. Come on, now we go down to the stream.
At the stream, Elmer said,
Don't you remember anything? We used to play stepping stones.
Show me, said Eldo.
There were already some rocks in the water. Elmer added more to fill in the spaces.
Now, walk across, he said. Be careful, there's usually a wobbly one.
Suddenly, there was a huge splash. Elmer had fallen in.
You were right. You've got a good memory,
Eldo chuckled. Elmer laughed.
Lucky it's not deep.
Nowhere,
asked Eldo.
You still don't remember, said Elmer. To the lake, of course. We used to play ducks and drakes, said Elmer.
He picked up a flat stone and sent it skipping across the water.
Seven splashes,
he said.
Let me try,
said Eldo.
You need a nice flat stone,
said Elmer. But Eldo had already thrown.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine.
They counted together. When they set off again, Elmer started to sing. Eldo joined in. Then the birds joined in too.
When we're marching on our way, bumpity bump, bumpity bump, we like to laugh and play, bumpity bump, bumpity bump. And when we can't think what to do, we simply hide and then shout. When we're marching on our way.
When they shouted, the birds flew around squawking with laughter. It started to rain, and they dashed into a cave for shelter.
Surely you remember the stories you used to tell me,
Elmer asked. Eldo frowned.
What were they?
He asked.
Red Riding Hood, Jack and the Beanstalk, Cinderella, Three Little Pigs, Billy Goat's Gruff, Sleeping Beauty?
Elmer hesitated.
Hansel and Gretel, Tom Thumb, Goldilocks.
Eldo continued.
You cheat! You do remember!
Said Elmer. Eldo laughed, and, now the rain had stopped, ran off. Elmer chased him all the way back to Eldo's place, shouting,
You tricked me! You remembered everything! I'll get you, Grandpa Eldo!
After they had their breath back and stopped laughing and finished the fruit that Elmer brought, it was time to go home.
It's been fun, Grandpa, said Elmer. You really remembered everything, didn't you?
Yes, chuckled Eldo. And I was so happy that you did too. But best of all, you remembered to visit me.
Elmer smiled.
Bye, Grandpa, he said. See you soon.